Blog Talk Radio.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one. Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary upon his cheek, and his pierced heart broken in two, love crucified for me and for you. Eyes that won't see, ears that won't hear, lips that deny the friend once so dear. Slowly he turns and captures your heart, then passes.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. Tonight we dedicate our show to people who suffer with a PTSD. All those GIs who've come home not understood. Nobody knows what they've gone through. And now they're all alone in a world that doesn't appreciate their sacrifice. And it must be very hard. So that's one of the big victims that we're looking forward to helping today. And how are we going to help them? They have to know that they are never alone. And many prayers are with them all the time. And any GI that ever has experienced military service will tell you that it's not the politics, it's not all of the parades, It's the guy on either side of them that makes the difference in their life. And they must know that the guy on either side of them is Jesus. And never forget that. And the other victim of PTSD that nobody pays attention to are the children of divorced parents, because they didn't do anything. They were innocent. And now they have to suffer being victims of a broken home. And nobody pays any attention to them. And they're at the most vulnerable time in their lives. And they're prey to anybody who wants to exploit them. So if you know somebody that's in either of those situations, at least cheer them up and help them recover. And it could be just a kind word. It might be the first one they heard in a month. You never know. So that's who our show is dedicated to tonight. Plus, some Jewish bakers and some Christian pizza parlor people who are suffering, being punished for their love of Christ under false pretenses and false charges. Yes, so they need help from the Holy Spirit, the great Spirit of America.
Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the
This week we watched an atheistic president pretending to be a good Muslim or a good Christian, and he's in bed with the enemies of the United States. And it's really sad. His slogan is, "Any country but the one I pretend to come from." And he has gone up against the chosen people. And it is really sad that he thinks that he can negotiate while he plays jacks against Persians who invented backgammon. And he can't even speak to them in their tongue. He speaks to them in Arabic, and they speak Farsi. It goes to show you what he knows. He knows nothing. He only knows how to hurt this country. And his only friends are communists. They'll be Cubans who tortured American POWs in Vietnam and killed them at the Hanoi Hilton. They got the Jane Fonda workout. Or the Soviet Union, who's encroaching on Europe, and Europe's not ready. Europe is not ready. Putin already threatened Denmark with sinking their fleet. We're in trouble. And this guy is the Chamberlain of our time. And the sad part about it is a Chamberlain thought he was doing what was right in the best interest of the British people. This man has no interest in the American people whatsoever. And now we have to play a reminder of what it takes to stay in God's good graces. Okay, we're going to give you another tune. This one's called How Great Thou Art.
Bye. power throughout the universe displayed.
When Christ shall come, with shout of acclamation, and claim before, what joy
then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my
Elvis fans out there. I picked up this tone. I've heard it a couple of times, and if it's the one I think it is, it's very beautiful. It's called In Every Age.
Thank you.
Here's some good news that just came in. You know that little pizza shop in that small town of 2,000 people that were attacked, communists, under false pretenses, and they were forced to shut down because they had received death threats, and people were calling up for deliveries to addresses that didn't exist. And somebody hacked at their website and put a picture of Jesus being sodomized up there. Well, that town of 2,000 is now 29,000. And that's how many people have contributed to support Memories Pizza. There's a father, I believe, either two daughters or a father and a wife, a mother and a daughter. And the bastards went after the youngest, you know, like lazy lions picking out the smallest in the herd to kill. Yeah. May they burn in hell. Yeah. May they get global warming to the infinite degree. They're up to $842,387 in 2 days. And if you want to send them a little pizza money, go to GoFundMe.com/MemoriesPizza. GoFundMe.com/MemoriesPizza. You'll find it. You get close, you'll find it. That's one good thing about the internet. If you misspell something, they're ready for you. Okay. So now we have another tune. Let's see what we got. This one's called Jerusalem. We're going to dedicate this tune to Memories Pizza. Did you ever see the pictures on the wall? The guy's got his whole life on the wall. And these dirtbags came in, you know, like a band of bandits riding roughshod into a small town and taking it over. Well, may they get a little taste of the Holy Ghost. I should dedicate one to the leader of the free world, Bibi Netanyahu. If I find Al Jolson's Hatikva, I'll play it. If not, I owe you one, Bibi. Okay, let's say hello to the master.
Thank you.
4,700 babies are crucified every day in the United States, and that crucifixion is endorsed by the Democrat Party. They call it choice. Do you think when you kiss the face of a baby that you're kissing the face of God?
Your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you baby boy will give sight to a blind man.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again.
Baby boy will one day
nation.
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy,
heaven's perfect land, the sleeping child you're holding,
is the great
communist assault on God in the United States has even slithered its way into the military. And I believe that top echelon commanders are being scrutinized for their religious beliefs and under other pretenses are being removed from positions of command. And I also believe that there are good men rotting away in Fort Leavenworth prison, charged with the political correct crime of premeditated murder on the battlefield. And their sentences are being handed out by officers who have no combat experience. I'm looking at a picture of a guy right now. He happens to be African-American, and he's a nice-looking guy. He's a happy-looking guy. He's got a big smile on his face, and his little daughter has got a bigger smile. And this is what his wife says. Our daughters wrapped Derek's heart around their little fingers the moment they were born. They love to have him steal their blankies from them and run screaming through the house, "My blankie." They love climbing over him like a jungle gym. Mostly they just love their daddy and they want him to come home. Thank you for helping us fight for Derek's freedom. Her name is Catherine Miller. His name is Derek Miller. He's rotting away in Fort Leavenworth. He's doing 15 years in prison. Sentenced by the communists because he was too good an American. And we got to open up all of those hearings and cases and free the slaves. Free the slaves, the POWs of communism. And there's more than one. Another guy comes to mind. His name is Edmund Vailor. And the sad part about it, that woman with two kids has been cast aside and given this a death sentence. She is now sentenced to poverty and struggle without her number one wage earner. And Evan Vailor's wife has two kids also. They live in Alaska, and she had to sell her a house. And what can you get for a house, right? She had a little house, a little shack to get by. And she had to sell it to move to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. So when Evan looks out through the bars, she can hold the kid up and they can see him. Or maybe they get visitation rights. So, there's a wife and two kids have been sentenced to death by the government when they should be supporting them. They are innocent victims. They committed no crime. Why is the government punishing them? When both of those guys signed agreements to serve and took the oath, they took the oath to protect the United States. The United States has an obligation to protect their families like lepers. And we got to get our government back. Otherwise, we're going to be in big trouble. Next tune I'm dedicating to everybody in the military. And if you're suffering from PTSD and you're out there, get to a church. Get to a church, sit in, and just wait wait for somebody to get to you. Don't give up. And suicide is not to be considered. That's not the way out. The way, what you want is the way up. And there's one person that's always on your side. And he's to the right and left of you. And he will never let you down. Talk to him. Give you a little Onward Christian Soldier. I was watching a documentary about World War II when Churchill met with Roosevelt out in the Atlantic on a British battleship. And that's the tune they sang. Churchill, Roosevelt, and the entire crew of the battleship. And nobody had sheet music. They all knew the words. Amen, brother. Amen. I'm going to take you back to early Christianity and a song that was written to give Christians faith, hope, and charity when they turn to God and ask for God's help. The name in Latin is O Solitaris Hostia. I guess it's like Greek, O Solitary Victim. Okay. O Saving Victim, opening wide the gate of heaven to us below. Our foes, and we got a lot of them, press hard on every side. Your aid supply, your strength bestow. To your great name be endless praise, immortal God, one in three. O grant us endless length of days in our true native land with thee. Amen.
Salutaris hostia, quae caeli pandis ostium, bella primundos filia, da robber fer auxilium.
Going to dedicate the next tune to the leader of the free world, Bibi Netanyahu, a Jewish boy from Israel, as we celebrate and mourn. We mourn first and then we celebrate the death of another Jewish boy, Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh. Summons echoes. Let all move and live and grow in you and you in me.
There's an element of people who are at war with the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church won't bend to their instructions. And the Catholic Church will not bend in its cause of morality. So what they do is they go into a Catholic church at a very busy mass, and they take a communion. And then they spit it in the face of the priest. And this was done a while back, and I guess they found out that it was not appreciated, and they gave up on it. But I know that that priest that they spit the communion host down at is probably the same priest that gave them the last rites in a hospital when they were dying of self-inflicted wounds. So, do not spit in the face of God. The next tune I'm going to play is a Gregorian chant. It's a shorty, and it's called Tantum Ergo, and it's a century-old translation and still used in Catholic churches liturgically. Renders the hymn thus in a form which can be sung to the same music as the Latin. And the English translation is down in adoration falling. They do this at benediction. Lo, the sacred host we hail. That's the host that these guys spit in the face of a priest. What bullies, huh? Lo, over ancient forms departing. Newer rites, lo, over ancient forms departing. Ancient forms. You know what ancient forms is? Today's modern outlook. Newer rites of grace prevail. Faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail. To the everlasting Father and the Son who reigns on high, with the Holy Ghost proceeding forth from each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might, and endless majesty. Amen. Thou hast given them bread from heaven, having within it all sweetness. Let us pray, O God, who in the wonderful sacrament left us a memorial of thy passion. Grant, we implore thee, you can get this on Wikipedia, that we may, before the communists get to Wikipedia, that we may so venerate the sacred mysteries of thy body and thy blood, as always to be conscious of the fruit of thy redemption, who died for us today, so that we may live forever. Thou who livest and reignest forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
we're closing, and this one we're dedicating once again to all those guys out there at less than 1%. Actually, it's a half of 1%. It's out there protecting you tonight so you don't die in your bed. Have a nice resurrection, folks.